diver was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner. Ain't you glad she showed up?
Oh, yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then there's
Maud. That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Maud.
Come on, Lloyd, get over here.
Wait, it's your turn.
In a minute.
I thought I heard a car. Maybe it's Viv and Harriet.
Well, I didn't hear anything. You're stalling, Maud. You always stall when I'm winning.
I know you're winning, Walter. I can tell by those two little wet stains under your arms.
Maud, will you take your turn?
Oh, wouldn't it be marvelous if Vivian and Harry fell madly in love and ran off together someplace and got married? I mean, of course, once both their divorces become final.
Have such an emotional investment in Vivian's date.
Oh, honey, because this isn't just a date I've arranged for her. This is the date. Now, Harry Lyman has everything a woman could possibly want. A wonderful job, a lovely home, a foreign sports car, a vasectomy. I mean, he's a real sweetheart.
Some sweetheart. He's in fertilizer.
Well, yes, but you'd never know it.
Why you think it's your job to find Vivian a husband?
Oh, honey, I don't know. I just can't help myself. You know, whenever I see a lonely, unhappy woman who can't make it in a single world, and I find a suitable man, I don't know. I have to do something about it.
I know. You usually marry him.
God will get you for that one.
Now, Mort, either take your turn or throw in your tiles.
All right, let's see. 14 points. K-L-O-P. Clop.
What's a clop?
That's a clop.
Well, the clop is spelled with a C, and it's a sound made by a horse's hoof.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. And to think when you were little, I used to walk so I'd be between you and traffic.
Mort, can we continue the game for the last time? Either take your turn or throw in your tiles.
Throw in my tiles? I just gave your coffee a clop. And besides, no matter how either of you feels about Vivian and Harry, I say it is a match made in heaven. They're the perfect couple.
You always say that. A fertilizer salesman.
Oh, honey, but this time it's true.
Oh, Mother, that's a lot of bull.
He's in that too.
I think I hear them coming.
Oh,
it's them. Ooh, you two have as much romance in your souls as a basket of warts. They're getting out of the car. Well, I tell you, this is made in heaven.
Oh, good night. Good night, Harry. Don't bother seeing me in. I have a wonderful evening, and I'll call you the minute I get back from Nairobi. Oh, you and your blind date. Oh. Oh, if my house weren't being painted and I weren't your guest, Maud, if this weren't your house, I'd kick you out and tell you to go home. In fact, I think I will. Well, I can. No. Oh.
Didn't I tell you this was a match made in heaven? They just had their first lover's quarrel.
Maud, we're in the middle of a game.
Don't tell me, Vivian, you had a marvelous time. He took you first class. The finest wines, the finest food. Honey, now take it easy. You'll choke to death.
Well, at least I won't die on an empty stomach. Ma, you fixed me up with the most abominable, the most terrible, the most rotten man in the whole world.
Oh, come on now, Vivian. Nobody's perfect.
Listen, Maud. When somebody says I'll pick you up at 6:30, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but I just figure I'm being taken out to dinner.
Now look, honey, if you are suggesting that Harry Lyman is cheap, I happen to know that he has three hair pieces. And you know what they cost.
If there'd been one of them in the glove compartment, I would have eaten it.
Now this doesn't sound like Harry. Yeah, oh, he probably thought you'd already had your dinner. That dress does make you look as though you've just eaten.
Ma, this was the worst evening I've ever had. That man was unbelievable. After being thoroughly obnoxious all evening, he had the unmitigated gall to ask if we should go to his place or mine.
Oh, honey, he was probably just making a joke. He knows your place is being painted. Vivian, you know, it is your attitude. It is your attitude that is making it impossible for you to have any kind of a meaningful relationship with a man. Let's face it, Vivian, you're a 47-year-old wet blanket. And wet blankets end up on single beds.
Come on, Maud, it's your turn. Carol quit and went upstairs, and I got my zing on a triple score.
Oh, honey, that's marvelous. I suppose you got other points.
Yeah, by spelling zebra.
Who cares, Walter? Who cares?
Okay, Maud, but if you're not out of here in 5 minutes, you'll be sorry. You're going to lose your turn.
Walter, darling, I'd like to remind you, it is not too late for me to become a nun. Now, bug off.
Cry, baby Litzy is going to have a fitsy.
Now, look.
Maud, I'm just sick and tired of this whole dating thing. Boring conversations, bad jokes, fighting for my honor. They're all after one thing.
Vivian, I really shouldn't do this, but I'm going to give you one more chance.
Maud.
No. I have been saving another man.
Oh.
Now, a real sweetheart, an Armenian. A tall Armenian. In the fluorescent lighting business.
Maud, I said, forget it. I'm tired of being grabbed at by these oversexed claw machines you fixed me up with. Oh, what's the use? Maybe time has just passed me by.
Oh, there, Viv.
Thank you, dear. I don't know about dating anymore. I don't know what to say, how to act. I don't even know what clothes to wear on a date.
All right, Vivian, have it your own way. Go ahead. Give up, men. Become a recluse. Lock yourself up in the house and spend the rest of your life watching miscarriages on Love of Life. And all because of one bad date.
One bad date? They've all been bad. Maud, listen, I have been out now with 11 different men since my divorce, and I've had to say no on the first date to 10 of them.
What about the 11?
Well, Maud. Let's just forget it. Would you just pretend I didn't say anything?
Vivian, I am surprised at you. I really am surprised. Now, Vivian, I am your best friend in the world. And if you can't confide in your best friend in the world, then lay off my salami.
All right. Well, he's a very intelligent, kind, distinguished looking, 70-year-old retired naval officer. Gentle, responsible.
What did you say?
Responsible.
No, I mean before that.
Gentle.
No, farther back.
A retired naval officer.
No, more,
officer.
More!
Shut up!
Vivian, do you realize that you're going out with a man who could have shot Lincoln?
Come on,
Mom. No, all right. McKinley.
All right, so he's a little bit older than I am.
A little?
Well, Maud, all the men our age I've met are so neurotic. They're all after one thing. Well, not Theodore. Theodore does not have a one-track mind.
Well, of course not. Theodore was derailed years ago. Vivian, how can you relate to a 70-year-old man?
It's my life. And I'll tell you another thing. Theodore's 71st birthday is this Saturday, and he's asked me out to dinner, and darn it, I'm going!
Marvelous, Viv, marvelous. But let me give you a little advice. If you're planning on buying him a present, don't give him a long-playing record. Vivian, now listen to me.
Come on, the game, let's play.
I am playing the game of life, Walter, and Vivian is throwing hers away.
Vivian, Lord, this isn't fair, for crying out loud! You never finish the games, you lose.
Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Walter. I heard you and Maud hollering at each other, and I knew you were spending a quiet evening at home.
Arthur, will you take a look at that board? I am so far ahead.
Yeah, I do well when I play by myself, too. Sorry I can't join nobody, but I got a half a pound of plump little shrimp at home just waiting for me. I came over to see if I could borrow a pinch of oregano.
Oh, Maud, keep out of my life!
All right, but let me tell you, you have a lot to learn about being a guest. Hi, Arthur.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, look, Walter, please go upstairs. Vivian needs you.
You're sending Walter up to Vivian? She may have a lot to learn about being a guest, but you're one heck of a hostess, Mike.
You be quiet, Arthur. It's that heartless, cynical attitude of men your age, men who are only interested in one thing, that has driven poor Vivian into the arms of a 71-year-old sailor.
Looks like she got herself a live one.
That could be tragic, Walter. His connective tissue will never last as long as hers. Especially at sea.
Water, please.
Honey, she's angry with me. Maybe she'll listen to you. Go talk to her.
Not me, Mort. If you want Vivian to talk to somebody, get somebody else.
Walter Findlay, you're all mustache and no heart.
How can you stand by and see Vivian destroy herself? How can you stand by and watch another human being go down the drain? Besides, where am I going to find anybody?
Arthur, darling.
Don't look at me, Marty. I don't know anybody.
No, I mean you.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Marty. I just dropped by for oregano. I mean, I haven't even eaten. I just came from surgery. I just stitched up a very tall man, and I'm starved.
What didn't I think of you in the first place, Arthur? You're the logical choice. I mean, Arthur, you live alone. You know what it's like to be lonely. Besides, you're a doctor, a professional man, trustworthy. Oh, please, Arthur, talk to her. I mean, 71 years old. What can she say to a man who was born in 1903?
Remember the name?
Remember the clap.
I'll get the oregano.
Please, Arthur, talk to her.
Well, if you feel my vast knowledge and wisdom qualifies me...
Take her home, talk to her, Arthur. Convince her that men your age are not just interested in one thing. I mean, if anybody can do that, you can. Vivian, oh, Vivian, dear, Arthur wants to talk to
you. Oh, listen, all I want is a stiff drink and a hot shower to wash Harry's fingerprints off my body.
Arthur, say something wise.
Hello there, Vivian.
Wiser, Arthur, wiser.
I know these are troublesome times, and I just thought you might find it helpful to talk things over with a doctor, a professional person, someone trustworthy. A man who's been in your shoes.
Is this your idea? He doesn't want to bother with me. This is ridiculous.
Please, Vivian, go with Arthur.
Come on.
Talk to him. Do it for me. But I am responsible for messing up your life. You owe me a favor.
All right, I'll go.
All right, come along, Vivian. I'm sorry your relationship with Harry Lyman didn't work out. I had my heart set in getting a sack of fertilizer wholesale.
I'm sure Arthur can talk some sense into it. I mean, about men. I mean, my heavens, men are not all out for just one thing. I mean, sex isn't everything. I mean... How am I talking to you for?
Shrimp boats are a-coming, they're dancing tonight.
Arthur, listen, why don't I just leave? You're busy cooking and I'm depressed. What am I even doing here anyway?
Garlic!
What?
The little chubbies need a touch more garlic.
That's what I mean! You haven't heard a word I've said!
Vivian, calm down. You're on the verge of hysteria here.
I'm not!
Your voice is emanating from the top third of your diaphragm. That's one of the first signs of approaching...
Oh, Arthur Hiram, stop telling me all about me. We've known each other for 10 years and you've never even noticed me.
Now, that's not entirely true, Vivian. I have noticed you.
When?
Well, there was one time you were sitting on the far end of Marge's couch sipping a Diet Pepsi. There was another time...
Oh, that's not what I... I really am yelling at you, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry, Arthur. Oh, Arthur, it's just that this has been such a terrible evening. I just don't know how to act with men anymore. I can never be myself. I'm always playing a part.
Well, you're not playing a part now. You're being yourself.
I am being me, aren't I?
Ambrosia! Ah, what foods these morsels be. I just made that up. I do that sometimes.
Well, it's just my luck. This is one of those times.
Here.
No,
I'll have a bite.
Wait, but I... Oh, all right. Oh, my goodness, that's good.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
You really do?
I do.
Vivian, you're a very fine person.
Oh.
A little intense, perhaps. But definitely too fine a person to throw yourself away. How to put it tactfully? A broken-down old geezer. When I was 1 and 20, I heard a wise man say, give crowns and pounds and guineas... but not your heart away.
Give pearls away and rubies, but keep your fancy free. But I was 1 and 20, no use to talk to me.
By George, a poetry lover. I didn't know an attractive woman like you could be taken with iambic pentameter.
I've been addicted to A.E. Housman for years.
Huh? Tell me not here. It needs not saying what tune the enchantress plays.
In aftermaths of soft September or under blanching May.
For she and I are long acquainted, and I know all her ways.
Looks as if you have me eating right out of your hand.
Don't worry, I'm sterile. I mean, I've just come from operating. I mean, I was doing the operating, not the other way around. Otherwise, I'd be in stitches. There I go with my little witticisms again. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no, there's not.
Actually, Vivian, your experience is to the contrary. There are some men who aren't just out after one thing. There are some of us who might be called wet men.
Wet men?
Men whose eyes puddle up at a beautiful sunset. Or when they see a simple leg up. Men who appreciate spiritual values. Poetic values. Vivian!
Can't use that. Nixon is a proper name.
Not in this house, it isn't.
Trustworthy hell! What happened to you? You should have seen the way.
Hey, quiet! You're getting his stuff. Vivian,
What happened? I had to make a run for my life. Your chef boyardee turned into the galloping gourmet.
Oh, Vivian, he didn't really do that, did he?
No. This is a cotton dress, and I've been attacked by boll weevils.
Vivian, you poor thing, honey. I promise you I'll do everything I can to get even with him.
He's out of my life.
I will slash his tires. I'll get him. This is shocking. I mean, Arthur is usually so conservative. To think that a Republican would turn into a sex fiend.
Maybe they're trying to change their image for the next election.
I've had it with the Republicans and the Democrats. All I want is some peace and freedom.
Walter, how could he do this to her? I send my best friend over for a little advice. He treats her as though she was sent over to clear up his acne.
Come on, boy, will you take it easy? I mean, Viv's all right. She's just shaken up a little.
Just shaken up a little? The poor woman comes in hysterical, her clothes half torn off her by that depraved friend of yours, and you say she's just a little shaken up?
Anybody seen Vivian? The darnest thing happened. You'll never believe what happened. Strangest thing I ever saw in my life. I was cooking some shrimp. We were talking. Viv turned and she slipped on the floor and started to lose her balance. I reached out to grab her, and just as I did, the whole house lurched. It's probably slippage from the cesspool. I really gotta have that thing pumped up. So the poor girl panicked when she felt the floor move. Then she jumped up, ran into the living room. Somehow she got her ankle caught in the mouth on the bearskin rug, and she fell right down, started screaming. Probably thought I was biting her ankle. Tried to help her, but the poor woman was so hysterical that... But if she's not here, she must have... She didn't tell you some ridiculous story about me attacking her, did she?
Listen to me. Arthur Harmon, Jack the Ripper, had a better alibi.
Now, Walter, listen. I spent 3 hours in surgery tonight. I saved a man's life. I wouldn't attempt to attack a girl.
Of course he wouldn't attempt to attack her.
Thank you, Walter.
He would either do it or he wouldn't.
Walter! And what are you doing here? No, don't tell me. You just came over for the kill.
Now, don't talk like that, Vivian. I'm a doctor. I saved a man's life tonight.
Look, you say that once more, Arthur, and I'll even things up.
Go home, Arthur.
Now,
go home.
Vivian, there's been a terrible misunderstanding.
Some misunderstanding. I was sitting there, and you started spouting those A.E. Hausman sex poems at me. And then you start feeding me that fantail shrimp and telling me how all men are not the same. And then the next thing I know, you grab me. You and your wet men.
No, I didn't do that. You overreacted.
That's why I fell over your little black bag as you were pushing me down the table.
No, I didn't push you. I grabbed you.
Ah! You admit grabbing her.
Now, stop there. Stop putting my words in my mouth. I didn't admit grabbing her. Walter, did I admit grabbing her?
Oh, look at me. I'm just waiting for a bus.
All right, for heaven's sake. I admit grabbing her.
Arthur, get out of this house. I don't know how you can live with yourself after this evening. I never knew how you could live with yourself before this evening.
Get out of this house!
You're just like every other man, Arthur, after one thing and one thing only.
All right! It's true I was after one thing and one thing only, but it's not the one thing you thought. No, it wasn't, Vivian. For the first time in years, I actually felt affection for a woman.
Why, Arthur?
I'll tell you something else. It was all your fault. You look so damn pretty, and what with the light from the chafing dish and the smell of garlic butter, I couldn't help myself.
Arthur, I don't know what to say.
All I wanted to do was show a little affection.
I don't believe it, Walter. I mean, it's like a science fiction movie. I mean, he's turning into a human being before our very eyes.
Oh, please let me handle this. Arthur, I think I did overreact. I should have known you wouldn't do a terrible thing like that, pushing me down and tearing my dress.
Oh, I might. Still, waters run deep, you know.
That's probably why he's having trouble with his cesspool.
Well, good night. And I adored the shrimp.
You did? You did? Well, listen, I also have a bottle of artichoke bottoms vinaigrette in my refrigerator if you're still hungry, if you could...
Well, I am still hungry, and I just happen to be crazy about artichoke bottoms.
When I was 1 and 20, I heard him say again, "The heart out of the bosom was never given in vain. 'Tis paid with sighs of plenty and sold for endless rue."
And I am 2 and 20, and oh, 'tis true. It's true.
Did you see them, Maud? Did you see the way they were looking at each other?
Walter, yes, I saw. Oh, like the phoenix. Out of the ashes of this evening may rise one of the more depressing relationships of this century. What have I done? Oh, what have I done?
Come on.
Wait.
Well, good night, Arturo.
Arturo? Bonsoir, Cherie. My heart is limp. You're more tasty than marinated shrimp. No, I really mean that.
Oh, dear, sweet, precious man. Where has he been all my life?
Walter, how many points for Upchuck?
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.
And then there's more. And then there's more.
Angry with Roseanne, Becky runs away to Jackie's place. Roseanne, next on Deja Vu.